as the mighty presence of the Ascended Master, Blessed Lhato, speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved mighty I Am presence to pour all the love and blessing of our life streams to enable the outer self of each one to give him unconditional obedience and cooperation to do for this nation that which he can do, and then help us to do for the world that which needs to be done. Beloved of my heart, as we welcome you tonight to receive the radiation that will be poured forth through the Royal Teton to those under this radiation and then throughout the nation and the world, we ask you to make the outer self, your intellectual consciousness, aware that what radiation is poured forth there tonight is the illumining presence of the love of untold aeons of time. When you understand that every activity of the sacred fire of the cosmic light is some life stream's love to the rest of life, you will know what it means to draw forth into the physical conditions of this world the purifying love of the sacred fire, the purifying love of the great, great silence, and the purifying love of every retreat of the ascended masters throughout the world. Only as you realize the light of our ascended master love is the cohesive power and the sustaining activity of every constructive thing on this earth, will you understand how great is the power that the great presence of life is constantly offering to all who will accept, power that is limitless in its blessings and power that is always master over human creation. If we were to withdraw the love that the ascended masters have brought forth to this world throughout the ages, everything would dissolve back into the universal. So the very light by which the substance and structure of earth is held together, that the powers of nature may come forth upon it and give their blessings to the mankind embodied here, is, after all, love's great gift of the life and the light that produces manifestation and enables the blessings of happiness for eternity to come forth for the use of life everywhere. Now, so it is with the retreats of the Ascended Host throughout the world. So it is tonight when the mighty cosmic presence of beloved Cyclopea draws forth from the physical sun and the great central sun the mighty light rays that are to go forth through the great eye in the north wall of the Royal Teton. When that mighty stream of electronic force is poured forth to various places in the nation and the world, try to realize that it is love illumining the atmosphere of the nation and the world. It is the love of his mighty life stream pouring forth that which is constructive throughout the world. And it is the illumining presence of everything that is constructive which he draws forth from the great central sun. And so can it be with you when you make your calls to your beloved I Am presence or any ascended master for help in any condition, whether it be to yourselves or others or just the impersonal conditions of the outer world. remind your intellect that love from some portion of life is pouring forth its light to produce that which is constructive and fulfills the divine plan. When you even gaze upon the sunlight, often learn to qualify light wherever you see it with the great central sun's heart flame of the purifying love that always produces perfection into manifestation for the use of mankind. Once the intellect becomes aware of the tremendous love that the great light of the universe is constantly pouring to this world and the system of worlds, what you understand as the fiery Christ love of the ascended master's octave or the beloved I Am presence is the master hand of creation and is the master power that produces manifestation. So when you come to the Royal Teton tonight to receive the radiation, the outpouring, the blessing, and the cosmic light rays that will be poured forth by those who have come from Venus to purify the earth, try to remember that these mighty beings have loved you into the light, and their love is coming to the earth to give you more of its blessings, and their love must come into the outer activities of mankind in order to purify the substance of the energy and the consciousness mankind has used down through the centuries. When you see light and you recognize it is the gift of love, the fiery Christ love to which we refer will mean very much more to you, and then you can understand it as the master power of the universe that produces perfect manifestation for the use of those embodied here. And since you can only accomplish the ascension by the amount of love that you pour forth that purifies and illumines the substance and the conditions of this world, then I am quite sure, as you remember, that everything constructive that you call forth is the illumining love of the universe, the illumining love of your mighty I Am presence, and that of every life stream, the illumining love of the ascended hosts, the illumining love of the great central sun, and the angelic host, you will understand how much life loves you. And when you understand that it takes this love to be willing to call forth the sacred fire into outer physical conditions that is discordant in order to consume them and purify them, and raise them into that which fulfills the divine plan, you will understand how necessary it is that mankind understands what love has constantly bestowed upon the mankind of this world, and what love it takes to produce a manifestation of a world and the powers of nature upon it. When you begin to understand what the great sacred fire love of the great, great silence pours forth into outer action for mankind's use and for the life that is using it everywhere in manifestation, you will more frequently remind your intellects that mankind does not need anything except the purifying love that illumines everything with the sacred fire life of some other part of life. So when you understand that mankind in this world cannot get free from the human creation individuals have generated, you will understand how necessary it is to constantly call forth the purifying, illumining love of the sacred fire from the great, great silence, from every life stream in existence, from the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of each life stream, from every ascended master and cosmic being, and from every retreat of the ascended masters throughout the world. Now, if we could awaken mankind to the concentrated use of this, so that individuals would call it into outer action by conscious command, the clouds of human imperfection and impurity and discord and frightful creation mankind has generated could be consumed like the sun consumes a fog. You who are aware of this law can set it into action now, and as you receive its power tonight, be consciously aware that you are absorbing that, and ask your beloved I Am presence to anchor it into the outer flesh body, your outer physical personal self, with such purifying power of the life streams who have come from Venus to draw this into the structure of Earth to prevent mankind's evil being allowed to destroy any longer, then you can hold that in the waking consciousness when you return to the body. And we want you to do this if you will care to use the power. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. When you understand this deeply enough, you will realize that the heart flame of the sacred fire love in the great central sun, or in the mighty I Am presence of each life stream, or the physical sun, or the ascended masters, or the ascended masters' octave and temples of the sacred fire, you will understand that the sacred fire's love is the light of eternity and is eternity itself. It is the eternal perfection of manifestation. It is the eternal power to produce perfect manifestation, to protect it, to hold it ever expanding, and to give it to the rest of life. It is the sustaining power of eternal perfection forever expanding. And if you will understand that this is the power to which you can attain and which you can use every instant long before your ascension, wherever you make this a part of yourself, and you understand that your life stream must give the light of the ascended master's love to the earth, when you are willing to give that, the atmosphere about you will automatically carry forth our perfection into your world. And it will produce the manifestations in your world that fulfill the great divine plan. Only as you call it forth to bless the rest of life can it expand through you. So when you think of power to accomplish, when you think of the correction of conditions in this world that are wrong. Try to remind the intellect, whatever is to be changed in manifestation only needs more of the ascended masters illumining, purifying love to change any condition into the perfection that reveals the divine plan and lets it come into existence to bless all life. Because the divine plan fulfilled will bless every particle of life in existence. And so must you become the sun presence of the ascended master's heart flame, of the sacred fire's illumining love. And you command it to go forth and produce the perfection that fulfills the great divine plan. And then our sacred fire love becomes eternal to this earth, becomes eternal within you. Your own life streams outpouring becomes eternal in its blessing to the rest of life. And as you expand it, you automatically become the greater perfection of the ascended master's octave. So I welcome you tonight into the heart center of the outpouring of that supreme presence of love tonight. The heart flames illumining love from Venus that the great ones are already drawing and pouring forth into the atmosphere over this nation. And as you enter in and abide within their radiation, can you absorb this and hold it for your own, make it an eternal part of your own life, and then feel the responsibility of using it in all outer world conditions to change manifestation here into the purity and the fulfillment of the great divine plan that the darkness of mankind's discord may be consumed by the light of the sacred fire love from Venus, from the great central sun, from every life stream in existence, from the ascended master's octave, and from the great temples of the sacred fire. Think you not that light, great cosmic law, loves life so greatly as to provide this for mankind? Only love can provide that. So if you will become its victorious presence from tonight, and each of you feel yourselves a sun presence of the heart flame of the great central sun's purifying, illumining sacred fire love, and poured forth everywhere. Like the sun pours light to the earth, there isn't a thing you can ask that we could not give you. And so we want to open the door tonight, offer you the best we have, that you may accept it and use it for the raising of the rest of mankind and for the purification of the nation in which you abide, that it may become the home of the ascended masters, heart way of life, and the heart freedom of eternity clothes you with the power to accomplish anything and everything that makes you victorious over the conditions of this world until this world and our world become one ascended master world and sun presence of our heart's love and perfection of life for eternity. I thank you and bless you with all my love. May you use it until it becomes a sun presence around you to bless all you contact, until all the shadows of human creation have been consumed and the perfection of our love reveals here the Ascended Master's way of life. So we open the door, we invite you in, we want our way of life to set you free, and your love to your nation, we hope, will bring to earth the love from the great, great silence that illumines, purifies, perfects, and raises whatever life you contact into our perfection for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed beloved Lanto, thank you for your love, the light of your own life you have given to us. Hold us close in its miracle mantle of love's mastery, but blaze your illumining presence around us, and wherever we abide, compel the shadows of human discord forever annihilated and prevented existence. And we thank and love you forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire love from the heart of the great, great silence, that its illumining presence, blazing everywhere, its eternal purity compels the annihilation and prevention of human creation forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the mightiest purifying sacred fire love at your command, to help us pour this to the nation until through the nation peace comes to the earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have poured love to us throughout the ages. And now, the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, we ask her to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into it the beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, great central suns, heart flame of the sacred fires, all illumining, all purifying love. Move it into outer physical conditions everywhere and consume everything that is of human creation as quickly as possible. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, my God, and presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, God, and the great Grand Director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the hosts of the elements.
Our beloved Mama.
Our beloved John, Virginia. Our beloved staff. Our beloved messengers. All our beloved invincible godly chorus attorneys and accountants. All of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world. And our own beloved United States of America and the great Americas too. Forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, especially beloved Nanto, and especially mighty Cyclopea, and all who govern the outpouring at the Royal Teton, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the most intense, overwhelming cosmic concentration of the great central sun's heart flame of the all-purifying, all-illumining love of eternity. Blaze it through those under this radiation and for whom we call, through us to America, through America to the world, and compel it to illumine everything with its invincible purity of eternity. and to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it for forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, purified and raised into the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the great divine plan fulfilled frees all life in this world from human creation forever. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the great central sun's heart flame, a purifying, all-illumining, all-controlling, all-victorious, ascended master love, and let its sacred fire blaze till no human thing can survive for any reason. And we thank thee. As the mighty presence known to us as the listening angel speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am presence to pour to him all the love and the gratitude of our life streams, and ask him to teach us what the great, great silence can do for us, and then through us for life wherever we abide. Beloved of my heart, as we release the greater powers and the greater peace of the great, great silence into the outer use of those under this radiation, we wish you to become aware of its illumining substance that you may have from the great, great silence to come within the physical body. And before you, the illumination of the flesh structure, the illumination of your feeling, and the illumination of the mind that comes only when there is peace within the feeling. When you understand that the great, great silence, there is a great treasure house of life everywhere, and that each one has access to it, the moment by conscious command you still the outer self, you may at any time in the midst of any condition, when your attention goes to the great, great silence, you may have all the love in the universe from the ascended master's octave come in and around you at your conscious call, and pouring in to your outer activities can do that which only the ascended master's love can do. And so, if you will consider the great, great silence, the great treasure house of the ascended master's boundless gifts, the first of which is the master presence that stills all the vibratory action of your own feeling world and clears the way for the fulfillment of the great divine plan and the gifts from the ascended master's octave to come into your outer use, that you may fulfill the divine plan in outer world conditions. For a long time, we have waited to bring these blessings into the outer use of mankind. But the turmoil is so great all the time by mankind's discord, generated continuously, almost by war, because war has again and again and again released its vibratory action into outer physical conditions, and war has never done anything but destroy. Now there comes the cosmic moment when, under the action of the cosmic law, which means the authority and power and command of the great beings in the central sun, there comes the hour when the door must be opened. And when that door is opened into the powerhouse of the silence, the power that is there is so concentrated that it can be directed anywhere on the earth, and it can compel anything in existence to be silent and stop its discord. I wish you to know something of this, because it must come into the consciousness of the life of mankind. It must come into the consciousness of the individual, because certain information and instruction is never given anywhere to anyone except by the power of the great, great silence. Within the silence, there is cosmic illumination that comes only from within the love in the great, great silence. And it does not come through the spoken word. It comes through the light of the love that is the heart flame in the great, great silence, which we speak of as the great central sun. Therefore, when you silence the turmoil of the outer conditions in which you move, and you silence any feeling of disturbance within yourselves, and then send your love to the heart of the great central sun, the heart of the great, great silence, you may receive in one flash what would take you centuries to understand by outer world methods of instruction. So tonight, I bring you the blessings and the wealth and the power of the great, great silence. And if you care to let me open the door that you may look therein and beholding the blessings and the miracles and the manifestations, you may feel the power of the love that abides therein. And when you ask your beloved I Am Presence and the great silent watcher to fill you with the love of the great, great silence, you will experience feeling that you have never received from anywhere else. And it contains within it such peace and such light and such magnificent revealment of the great treasure house of the universe that you can but rejoice at the moment when you became aware of the door that opens to let you have in continuous flow the blessings from the realm of eternal perfection, the blessings that nothing of human creation can ever affect. It doesn't make any difference what mankind has done. No human creation can ever affect the flow of the blessings from the great, great silence. Here you may receive the healing of eternity. Here you may receive the illumination, the full cosmic awareness of the cause and effect of all things. Here you may have any amount of power, anything whatsoever that is necessary to produce perfect manifestation that mankind can never change nor misuse in any way. So it is the realm of eternal perfection. And I assure you, nothing ever comes from the great, great silence but the happiness of eternity. So when you are unhappy here, will you remember our realm of happiness in the great, great silence? Then if you care to become aware of and use the master power of the great command, you can at all times in the turmoil of the outer world turn back to your beloved I Am presence and the great silent watcher and call with your heart's love for the master power of the great, great silence to go into human creation and silence it into annihilation. And I assure you, there will be no controversy, there will be no antagonism, there will be no fight of any kind. Nothing to resist the power of the great, great silence. But mankind is so confused, and the turmoil has been created and densified into the substance of this world to such an extent that mankind has forgotten there ever was a great, great silence. So when you care to close out the demands of the physical world enough to let the natural flow of all the blessings from the great, great silence fill you and your world from the heart of creation, I assure you there is nothing can come from that heart of love but the mightiest happiness of eternity, the mightiest freedom, indestructible forever, and the mightiest power to produce any manifestation that reveals perfection and fulfilling the great divine plan can be expanded without limit to bless all life wherever it flows. So, blessed ones, there is a treasure house of the universe. There is a source where you may receive release and relief from the turmoil of human creation. And you will never know what real happiness is until you begin to enter into and feel the eternal luminous love of the great, great silence. And when you ask it to fill you with itself and make you its heart flame and master power of the control of all manifestation, as you remember to do this and build the momentum, there comes the hour when your very presence can silence destructive forces into annihilation just by your own radiation. You can draw a power of that great, great silence love with such force, no one can speak discord in your presence, and you can call forth the master power of the great, great silence to go forth and compel human creation to cease to be. This is the permanent harmonious way to free life from the discord mankind has generated, to free the powers of nature from the impurity imposed upon them. And you can free the nation and the world from the control of the sinister force. If you have enough power of the heart flame of the great, great silence to pour forth its master authority and control of all energy in existence. So I bring to you tonight some of the magic of the beloved I Am Presence throughout creation and its almighty love and blessings that it wants to give to the manifested universe and is forever awaiting your opening of the door of your world to let it flow in and fill you with itself, that you in turn may become its master power to control conditions around you, and in the great love and blessing and forgiveness to life which that silence is, you can forgive the world. You can forgive that which mankind has created of evil by blazing into it the master power flame of the great, great silence that stills into annihilation every vibration of discord. So, beloved ones, if you care to acknowledge I am the open door into the great, great silence, and I am come within its heart, and I dwell within its blessings and its master presence for eternity, you will begin to realize then what some of the blessings are of the magic presence, the beloved mighty magic presence of the I Am. And when you behold those light rays around the upper figure in the chart and realize that they pour forth all the blessings from the great, great silence, and you may call them into outer conditions to consume human creation by the light rays from the heart of the great, great silence, you will begin to realize that your life, the part of you that is eternal perfection, can have the illumination of the ways and means of the control of manifestation that frees life everywhere from discord. And I assure you, the greatest happiness you could ever desire will come within the great, great silence. So when people are afraid of the silence and afraid to be alone or afraid to stop the turmoil of the outer world, ask for the cosmic illumination of all that the great, great silence is to life. Come into the consciousness of unascended beings and teach life. Teach the consciousness of mankind the wonders and blessings and love and miracles of the great, great silence. And you will find illumination there. You will find explanation there are many manifestations in the universe that the spoken word will never convey. And now we come to its wondrous blessings to each life stream. Sometimes when your mighty I Am presence in a moment of quiet gives you a gentle feeling of illumination and tries to help you hold harmony long enough to accomplish something constructive, try to remember that if you can call to the heart of the great, great silence to fill you with the power of accomplishment that fulfills the great divine plan, the way of the great, great silence, many, many, many times things will just happen that seem to you to be miracles. And they are miracles because they are God's way of perfection, uninterfered with by mankind's discord. So, blessed ones, just in order to give yourselves rest and peace and quiet and a release and a relief from the turmoil and constant pull of the discordant conditions of the outer world, in the constant activity of mankind, learn to enter in to the heart of the great, great silence and ask it to enfold you in its own heart's flame of peace eternal. You do not realize what is in the heart of the great, great silence. But that is where the ascended beings who are ministering to the mankind of this world will pour forth their blessings for a certain length of time. And then we retire to the great, great silence, perhaps for 100 years, and there design the next channel of service, the divine plans, blessings to life, which we bring the next time we come to earth to help the life streams of this world reach up and become the freedom and the victory of the ascension. So, blessed ones, there is in the great, great silence all the illuminating love you could ever desire, and it contains within it all life can ever require to produce in manifestation the fulfillment of the great divine plan. For I assure you, the great divine plan never did and never will contain the discord of mankind's human creation. So when the world weighs heavily upon you, ask your beloved I Am presence and us, the great silent watcher and myself, to open the heart of the great, great silence and let you abide within it until you are recharged with its indestructible harmony, will help you to go forth and conquer all things permanently and harmoniously. And in that, you never create any discord against any part of life. Then, when your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host know we can trust you with the powers of the great, great silence, greater powers will be released into your outer use and direction. And then, as you use them, you will realize you are master over the limitations of this world and the master powers of life have sought you out to clothe you in the perfection and the love of the great, great silence that forever releases its blessings into the outer use of those under this radiation. So, blessed ones, the peace in the great, great silence can never be put into words. You can only know it as you enter into it, and you can only enter into it as you call to your beloved I Am presence to fill your heart with its own expanding presence of the great, great silence, and let you feel the mastery of its great, great love, and let it hold command within you and clothe you in its eternal mantle of perfection and peace. May you abide within it and forever hold the blessings that it ever expands through you to help the rest of life raise into the ascended master's octave, where the great, great silence forever holds the master control of manifestation. And we thank you for eternity. You great beloved listening angel, hold us in your own heart's flame. Make us listen to the great, great silence, and dwelling within it, fill us with its power of eternal peace. And where we abide, see that it holds control and silences into annihilation all discord before it can approach. And we thank you.